Good morning. As you know, we've been going through a series of sermons on the gifts of the Spirit, and the gift today we'll be covering the gift of hospitality. The title of the sermon is Y'all Come Now. I would like for you to stand as we read our text. Honor God's word as we read our text from Romans 12, verses 6 to 13, and then we'll follow with a few verses from 1 Peter 4, 9 to 11. Romans 12, verses 6 to 13. We have different gifts according to the grace given us. If a man's gift is prophesying, let him use it in proportion to his faith. If it is serving, let him serve. If it is teaching, let him teach. If it is encouraging, let him encourage. If it is contributing to the needs of others, let him give generously. If it is leadership, let him govern diligently. If it is showing mercy, let him do it cheerfully. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with God's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Let's turn to 1 Peter, chapter 4, verses 9 to 11. Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. Each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in its various forms. If anyone speaks, he should do it as one speaking the very words of God. If anyone serves, he should do it with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen. You may be seated. In the list of spiritual gifts, and especially in the list in Ephesians 4 or 1 Corinthians 12, the gift of hospitality is not mentioned directly, but as we've seen these scriptures today, it's certainly included with not only as a gift of the Spirit, but as a command as well. Hospitality is something we're all called to do, but as we know, some seem to be gifted in this by the Spirit in a more intense way. Hospitality undergirds and is the foundation for a lot of the other spiritual gifts. For instance, evangelism would be less effective if one did not exhibit hospitality. In our text, the gift of serving, the gift of encouraging, the gift of giving all require hospitality to be effective. When I was younger, you heard this expression often, "You come now," or "Y'all come," or "Come to see us." You know, you'd see somebody on the street, or you see somebody in the store, and it seemed like the last thing I would say, "You come to see us," or "Y'all come." My dad used to be a rural mail carrier, or he was a rural mail carrier, and there was one elderly lady he would stop by, and he would take the mail to her house so she wouldn't have to come to the mailbox. And she would always say to him, you know, "Why don't you come in for a bite?" One time he told her, "Well, I think I will." He said he thought she was going to have a stroke, but anyway, he was going to take her up on that. I was visiting with Marvin and also with Helen this past week, and both of them were reminiscing about when we were younger, and maybe some of you senior citizens and maybe some not so senior can remember this. It seemed like every Sunday after church, people would come over for a meal or we would go somewhere for a meal. It was always a crowd. And it was just, it just seemed like it was a given. And not only people you knew, but visitors from church would be invited. And a lot of times it would be visitors included. In fact, Marvin told me when I stopped by to see him one day, he said, it gets so quiet around here, I wish a Jehovah Witness would drop by. Hospitality, the original Greek word, is a word called philoxenia, which means love of strangers. Now, a lot of times we feel like we're being showing hospitality, but we have friends over. Well, that's being showing hospitality in some way, but there's a difference between really showing hospitality and entertaining. You know, when you entertain, you focus on yourself. You want to put a good show on sometime, whereas hospitality has the emphasis on the others. The gift of hospitality is a spirit-empowered ability to create a welcoming, safe environment that makes others feel loved and accepted. It may involve opening up your home for meals or lodging, you know, someone to spend the night or just fellowship with visitors, or especially those out of your immediate circle. As mentioned in our text, to do it without grumbling, with joy, cheerfully, without expecting anything in return. And I couldn't help but think of, we used to have people when I was a kid, we would have people over for lunch, and my mom, she always served cheerfully. In fact, sometimes she would get laughing so hard at the table, she had to move back because things would start spilling on the table. And I think some of us kids remember that. Hospitality is a gift given by the Spirit and used to serve others in the church and outside the church as well. And like the other spiritual gifts that we've talked about, it is given to unify the church body. In the near future and soon, the discernment committee will be meeting and evaluating and calling many of you to serve, or for many, it'll be calling you to continue to serve. And the list is long. It's almost 100 plus positions of our church. There are a lot of things that are going behind the scenes that you're not aware that it really is a position. Our church is not a spectator sport. Our church is not a theater. We don't come here to watch a performance and leave. We all need each other, and we need to be involved in serving each other, and showing hospitality is central in this. I was inspired by the way Chris Schroeder exhibited the gift of hospitality in the organization of meals and hosting the warm ministry and the homeless people we had here that week. Her enthusiasm and dedication to us was contagious and a real example to us all. Our greeters, our ushers, our food committee persons, they all demonstrate this gift of hospitality. This Mother's Day, I would like to refer to three mothers in the scripture who were good examples of hospitality, two from the Old Testament, one from the New. We'll see a common theme. There's lots of illustrations and examples of hospitality in the scriptures, and we'll see a common theme that these mothers were able to they were sensing and seeing God's work in the lives of others. The first one was Rahab. In Joshua chapter 2, we won't turn to that, but you know the story of the spies going in to check Jericho, and they stayed at Rahab's place. Rahab, her profession was a prostitute, but yet she had mercy, or she could see something about the people of Israel and the God of Israel that she respected and sensed that God was working. And of course, she hid these people, helped them escape, etc., and she and her family were spared in the destruction of Jericho. Rahab is listed in the genealogy of Jesus in Matthew chapter 1. her son was Boaz, as we know, was the husband of Ruth, Boaz and Ruth, who their son was Obed, and on Jesse, then David, and on down to Christ. Rahab is mentioned in Hebrews chapter 11 as an example of faith in examples of faith she's mentioned specifically there. And this morning, this verse was read in our Sunday school class, James 2, verse 25, where she was considered righteous for her faith and showing her faith through action. The second lady and mother that I want to use as an example doesn't even have a name. 2 Kings 4, 8 to 10 talks about the Shunammite lady. She's not given a name. She's known as the Shunammite lady, but she recognized the man of God. In fact, I will read a couple verses from 2 Kings 4, 8 to 10. It says, one day Elisha went to Shunam, and a well-to-do woman was there who urged him to stay for a meal. So whenever he came by, he stopped there to eat. She's certainly showing hospitality. She said to her husband, I know this man who comes our way is a holy man of God. Let's make a small room on the roof and put it in a bed and a table, a chair and a lamp for him. Then he can stay with us whenever he comes to us. The story goes on that Elisha told his servants, you know, this lady is really shows hospitality to me. What can we do for her? And his servant reminded Elisha that she really wanted a son but was unable to have a son. And Elisha predicted to her that she would have a son within a year, and she did. The boy, as he was in the field, the story goes on, he said, my head, he died. And the lady sought out Elisha to come and to make a long story short, her son was restored to life. You know, this illustrates that we just really don't have to practice hospitality to make a name for ourselves. This lady was not named, but the emphasis was on others. Her emphasis was on her hospitality without expecting anything in return. The last example I wanted to use is none other than Mary, the mother of Jesus. Now, there's not a lot of scriptures that talk about specific things she did in the way of being physical hospitality, but she was open to the Spirit and ready to do whatever God had for her to do. This is summed up in the verse after Gabriel's visit, Luke 1:38. He says, I am the Lord's servant. May it be to me as you have said. Mary was welcoming God's son into the world, and this certainly was a pinnacle of hospitality. And I think of Mary more in her, as we think of her being a mother. Can you just imagine being a mother to Jesus as he raised up, you know, and with the events surrounding his birth, and when she took him to the temple at the time of purification to dedicate him, Simeon telling her, you know, and hearing him say, you know, your child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many. And a sword will pierce your own soul too. I think she thought about that often, maybe daily. And then, you know, standing by watching her son be crucified on the cross. What agony that must have been, and what grief she went through. But after Jesus' resurrection and ascension, we find her with the disciples. Acts 1:14 says, they all joined constantly in prayer, along with the women, and some commentators say along with the disciples' wives, and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and also with his brothers. In each of these examples, we see a common thread of hospitality. It's sensing God at work. Sensing and seeing God at work. There are many other examples of hospitality in the scriptures. A few I'll just mention briefly. In fact, the Old Testament laws were geared to have laws that would accommodate the strangers in the land. Like leaving crops at the edge of the field and so forth. Abraham entertained three strangers. We know the story well of three strangers that ended up being angels. The scripture says there are two angels and another stranger who most Bible scholars feel was a pre-incarnate appearance of Christ. And that perhaps prompted the writer to the Hebrews to write in Hebrews 13, verses 1 and 2. It says, "Keep on loving each other as brothers. Do not forget to entertain strangers, for by doing so, some people have entertained angels without knowing it." I think the example of Rebekah, Abraham sent his servant to find a wife for Isaac, how she accommodated him, fed his camels, offered him for a meal, and ended up, offering him a lodging place to stay with their family. In the New Testament, in the book of Acts, Dorcas, it says, always doing good and helping the poor. And Acts 16 talks about Lydia, who welcomed and provided meals and lodging for Paul, Silas, and Timothy while they were in Philippi. Also in 1 Timothy 3:2 and Titus chapter 1, verse 8, it mentions the qualifications for the elders of the church. It said they must exhibit hospitality. But the ultimate example of hospitality is Jesus Christ himself. And this is interesting because Jesus didn't have a home. He said Jesus had no place to lay his head, but yet he was always welcoming strangers and taking care of the physical and spiritual needs of those. But he welcomed himself into their world and also made them feel like it was a safe place for him to show his hospitality. Today, Jesus welcomes you as well. If you have not accepted him, there is no better tribute to your mother, whether she's has passed on or still alive. There's no better tribute you could give your mother than make a decision to follow Christ. Another one of my favorite scriptures, Matthew 25, 35 to 36, he says, "For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you visited me." In the next few verses, it says, "Well, when did we see you like this?" But verse 40, the king will reply, "I tell you the truth, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me." In closing, let's examine ourselves, evaluate ourselves. We're all called to practice hospitality. We're called to do that with intention and joy, cheerfully. And like the examples of the mothers and others that we've mentioned, let's be open to the Spirit and sense how God is working in the lives of those he puts in our path. Finally, the gift of hospitality certainly helps facilitate our vision of building relationships, serving families, and sharing Christ. Let's pray. Dear God, just open our hearts and our minds and to really sense you at work around us and just realize that we need to be open to share not only our lives, but share you with those around us. We can do that in various ways, and we just pray that you'll just impress on our hearts the way we can do that to show real hospitality, true hospitality to those who we come in contact with. In your name we pray. Amen.